Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Thursday, the Rabbi Walked Out by Harry Kemmelman, narrated by George Guidel. This work, copyrighted 1973 by Harry Kemmelman, is recorded by arrangement with his estate and the Scott Meredith Literary Agency. This recording is copyrighted 1998 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Barnard's Crossing is a small town with a perfectly capable police department. So if the murder victim had not been a notorious anti-Semite, Rabbi Small might never have become involved. And now, Thursday, the Rabbi Walked Out.
Chapter 1. When her husband was preparing a sermon, Miriam was careful to stay out of his way, not for fear of disturbing his train of thought, but lest she give him an excuse for interrupting his work. For David Small, the rabbi of Barnard's Crossing Conservative Temple, did not like to prepare sermons, or for that matter to preach them. He had begun, as usual, by laying out paper, sharpening pencils, adjusting the lamp, all to postpone the agony of beginning. He was thin and pale, and sitting over his desk, his shoulders had a scholarly stoop. His thin hair, which was beginning to gray at the temples, did not make him more distinguished-looking, only older. He wrote a few words, peering down at the page nearsightedly through thick-lensed glasses. He crossed them out, drummed his pencil on the desktop, and then began to doodle. The sermon.